I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Within the Muslim-dominant country of Bangladesh, there's an isolated Buddhist tribe. And within that tribe, there's a small group of Christians that need your help. Their trouble?
The village leaders just days ago told the Christians that they needed to leave the village. They were no longer welcome. This congregation is part of the Chakma tribe.
That's Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International. Now, the congregation is wondering what to do next because there's hostility on all sides. Yet their pastor remains impassioned to tell others who Jesus is, and the church keeps growing. They could definitely use your prayer support.
Pray for this congregation's boldness and tactfulness as they would consistently testify of Jesus Christ, but would do so in a respectful manner. And even pray that God would change the heart of this village leader, that his heart would be open to hearing and believing the gospel message.
And how do small, remote villages hear about the Word of God? A new ministry, Reach a Village, discovered most of them don't, but they're working to change this. President of Reach a Village, Bob Kraft, says,
"We focus on those countries that have villages that have never yet heard the gospel. They don't have a fellowshipping group of believers. They don't have anybody to even ask about the gospel."
And how are they doing it? Well, they're partnering with ministries in 20 different countries who also want to spread the truth.
And then we do our best to equip them, train them in any way that they need. We come alongside them, and their vision really is the bottom line, because our passion is to reach these villages as quickly as possible.
Go to our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.